Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale, so this means this is Horse Thursday, of course. I'm happy to be here with you all today in this time of crisis, and I'm happy to be here with my guests. Please press 1 on your phone if you want to chat with us. If you have any questions or comments, testimonials, please do remember, though, for this public call, we do need to keep it to horse stories using the equine unit and really keep it more towards behavioral and training type questions and comments. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and say hello. I almost said good morning, but it's not good morning for you. Hi, Nate.
Hey, good afternoon. It is afternoon. And actually, I believe it, that it takes a major calamity that we've been introduced to be home, but I'm actually home and be home. Boy, the honey-do list is actually getting done. And so, we're having a good time.
And you got home safe with your son from school, yes?
Yeah, literally got home, and they closed it down the next morning. And any students that have anything out of the college literally has to leave it until they actually open it all back up. We got him out in the nick of time.
Good, good. All right. Well, you know, I got a message from Linda. She's not going to be with us this morning. She sent me a text at 1 a.m. her time saying she was just shutting down for the day. So she's not going to be getting up at what it would be 5 o'clock her time. So she's,
right.
She's got stuff going with helping some of her practitioners doing some, you know, online things for the people that are in quarantine and stuff. So she is a busy, busy lady. So we didn't want to wake her up super early this morning. So she will not be with us. So I think so far it's just Nate, just you and I. Tiff should be on. I don't see her yet, but hopefully she'll pop on. But if anyone's got any questions or comments, we would love to hear from you. I don't know. Probably nobody's out doing much. What have you been out doing, Nate?
Not that much, actually. I literally have had the opportunity to utilize the units that we do have. We have like 2 pro units and 2 extra V2s that literally are all rented. And honestly, I'm glad we have them because that's a little extra income at least coming in this downtime. So, but doing a lot of online stuff. I did a presentation last night for Mark and Deb Brawley in the West Central or whatever their area is called. but we did an actual equine presentation, just talking more about how you can market it and everything else, and also even some of the different products that are coming out that I would just recommend that you guys would check your library. The FAQs are actually coming out. They're on the life.beamergroup.com/equine page. There's actually a partial. That's only about a third of all the actual FAQs that are out, but they're supposed to be posted now in the back office under the libraries, distributor library. So there's a lot of good information there, and we're working on a lot of stuff behind the scenes, just trying to help you to promote the Beamer and in different ways in this downtime.
Yeah, you know, rentals is definitely, I've got all my stuff rented out right now. Actually, I shouldn't do that. I'm actually just trying to help people out a little bit because everyone is having a little hard time now with some economic time. So one of my Beamer rentals is actually rented. Somebody had rented it, you know, a week or so before and he had started. The other one I've just given to a family that I know loves it and just can't afford it. And the other, and my horse unit is actually at the therapeutic riding center right now because I know they could use it right now too. So these are crazy times, and I feel like that we should do our part to help people as much as we can. So that was my little part that I can do. Just staying busy. We've got a lot of online stuff going on. Be sure to look at all of the stuff from our national directors. I know they're doing a lot of online things and Super Saturdays and things like that. So be sure to tune into that and get some of your people listening to that. Because we can now talk about that new ProGo, even though it's not, as far as I know, as of yesterday, it was still not, we hadn't heard from the FDA. We're still not selling it. Is that right, Nate? But we can talk about it.
Yep. That's correct, and I'm not even sure, Rainey, if we can even talk about it at this point in time. So until it's actually all cleared, I would just probably refrain. Maybe if it's just with personal people that you know, you might talk about it, but I don't know that it needs to be out there until it's totally cleared.
Yeah, I thought that they had said that we could talk about it. Is that incorrect?
I haven't heard that. So
the Monday thing, I thought they were saying that we could talk about it, but that's probably something we should confirm. But I thought that was something that they said we could talk about in the meantime.
Well,
anyway,
I know at this point in time, it's really
it's not about a matter of
being safe. And, you know, even for your own personal health and your family's health, of really taking this time to use it as a downtime. You know, it's been interesting. It's been a long time since I've really been quarantined, so to speak, and to a time where I can just really focus and spend time, quality time with my family. And like I said, we're doing house projects and everything else. But really, it's about taking this whole thing seriously. I don't know if are you hearing that tick, tick, tick on the phone?
Yes, I don't know if anyone else is, but it's getting worse. It started out kind of light, but we've had this problem before, and this is something I also included with Blog Talk.
It's getting really loud.
It is getting really loud.
Oh, but anyway, just taking it serious, because I know if we don't, it's only going to prolong this whole process of the nation healing and the world healing. And so please take it seriously and confine yourself. And take the opportunity to spend time with your family, even if it's just reading books together or playing games or doing things around the house. I mean, it's been really a reprieve here for me, actually, with doing so much traveling. But I think we all need to take it very seriously.
I agree. It's very important. I think we should be protecting ourselves and our families, and there's a lot of things out there on how – ways to protect yourself and ways to make sure you're shopping safe and ordering food, you know, safe and things like that. So be sure to take care of your families. And I know here's Tiff. Did I open your line, Tiff? Yes, I did. And she's saying she can't hear the ticking, so maybe it's just you and I. So that's better than everyone hearing it. Hi, Tiff.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Nate, Rainey. How are you?
I'm glad you can't hear the ticking because it's very obnoxious. So
no, I can't. I called in once and got a busy signal, but then I just called back and no problem getting through. So
perfect. Yeah, sounds like somebody's on a horse on cobblestones.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up and call back in, see if that will stop it.
See if that helps. Okay. All right. So hi, Tiff. How have you been?
I'm doing well, thank you. We're out here at our home in Western Colorado being quarantined, and it's fine with us because this is kind of our normal. Sorry, I have this thing going off in the background, and I can't figure out how to shut it off. we're doing fine here. Haven't had a ton of cases around us. I know Aspen had some cases, but just being respectful of what's been ordered. We got the Colorado, got the, you know, home, kind of stay home, the siren that went off on
order.
Our phones,
mm-hmm.
alert saying, yeah, order, there you go. And so
yeah.
anyway, we're doing that. We have been doing that since we got back from Iowa about a week and a half ago. So, yeah, we're just trying our best to stay in and enjoy our family time, which we always love to be home anyway because we travel a lot already, like Nate said, and spending time with
yeah.
our horses and things like that.
Yeah, focusing on our pets and ourselves and keeping everyone healthy. That's super important, yeah. Yeah, Nate, that didn't help at all when you didn't call. I wonder if it's me,
no,
but I don't
I
think
know.
I can call back
yep.
in because I'm the host. So
yep.
at least it doesn't sound
one,
like anyone else is affected by it. So.
Okay. Well, one thing I just wanted to mention is that in this whole process, we have seen a large, large upswing in actual vet sales.
Yeah.
We actually, from last month, grew about 250% in our actual sales for the vet unit. So we have it available, and they are still going to ship. I know that message from Albert is they are going to still ship on Friday. They're going to have somebody go in, and so there is going to be some units still going out. So still contact those people and let them know more about the horse unit.
Absolutely. All right. And it does look like we've got, looks like Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hi, you all. I'm very impressed that you all were there. I wasn't sure. And the only thing that I was going to
share.
Oh,
this is easy stuff to do. This is the stuff that we can do in this time of crisis in our country.
Well, I kind of thought that way too, but I think it's terrific you're all there. I noticed this morning, and I don't know if other states are the same. In Kentucky, the governor, along with the Kentucky Horse Council, have shut down all stables, no matter what kind of a stable you are, including, of course, all the breeding and everything that goes on here, for only regular care. Absolutely no one should be going to these farms for any reason whatsoever besides if you are an essential caretaker. So for Kentucky,
that. Yep.
Have you heard that? Have you heard that, Rainey, other states doing that?
It just depends on the state and what those requirements are. But, I mean, as far as Oregon, we went down to, you know, essential things only. So, you know, there's no spas or, you know, anything like that.
In Oregon?
Type, anything that's not essential. Yep. So we have gone
California
on pretty much lockdown
that.
Except for, I'm sure California too. It's really gone
yeah.
down. For most states, I think they've gone down to just essentials only, which for me, that's at the vet clinic. We are an essential. We've done a lot of things to, you know, have, you know,
yeah,
protocols
so
in
I'm,
place
I'm
to help keep
of...
it as safe as possible. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty quiet right now, actually.
Yeah.
I did get a call from a friend in professional, a horse professional who loves the Beamer. She does not own one nor sell them herself. However, I won't go into why she has access to it. It's all good. But she set me up with someone who's very interested in not only the Beamer, but also participating in our sales program. It's, I will say, in my limited experience, it is the first person that I've had who actually is calling and wanting to know more, not only about the Beamer, which she's had on her horses, and she's seen the results, thanks to my friend who has access to it. So that's, you know, at least there's stuff in the future that I can move forward with. I've sent her, she's excited about it. So it's the first, it'll be the first
okay.
client that I've had that is coming on with the immediate interest in also doing sales. So I'm kind of excited about that. And I can
absolutely.
Hardly tell
and
picking.
Yeah, and I just got a few messages from other people that there's a lot of, they can hear a lot of ticking. So I think we're going to probably, I was hoping that if nobody else could hear us that we could keep going, but I know it's going to be very distracting for a lot of people, and it's driving me a little crazy. So we probably should
yeah.
end this for today.
But Jane, thank you so much. And yeah, it's important, even though we can't do a lot of hands-on stuff right now, we can still do a lot of educating, we can still do a lot of training, we can still show a lot of, you know, online things. So we can definitely keep doing that.
Okey
so thanks
dokey.
For coming on, Jane.
Thanks again, you guys. Stay well.
Thanks. Thanks, you too.
I don't know, what do you guys think?
Should we call it with all this ticking, or?
Well, honestly enough, now it just.
I was going to say,
it's
quiet.
Not quite as bad, so I don't know what is different.
I don't know either.
Well,
we do have one more call. Let's take that while it's quiet.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take them.
All right. We've got area code 207. Area code 207, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Randy. My name's Jeff. I live in Pennsylvania, Lancaster area.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Life has not been disturbed. I drive truck, so I'm still very busy. But I was calling about the annoying clicking in the background. I was going to suggest maybe if you could start the show over in a couple minutes. I don't know how that system works on your end, but
I'm not sure.
It's very annoying.
It sounds like it's. I know it is very annoying.
I'm getting it on both lines.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that, and you be safe with your job.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm afraid if I am.
If you stop it, I don't think you can start. So
I
would say we just go ahead and cancel it.
I think so, too. Yeah, it's very distracting and hard for anyone to hear it. It's kind of coming and going now, but I will send another email to Blog Talk. I've been in pretty constant contact with them for the last few weeks. So, all right. I'm sorry, everyone, for all the noise and the distraction, but I hope everyone stays safe and takes care of themselves and their family. But I will give it quick to Nate and Tiff, if you guys have any final words real quick.
I just wanted to say, you know, utilize the communication that we do have and the technology that we do have with Facebook, with Instagram, with, you know, our website, FAQ, our back office, all the new things that are coming on. And be sure to check out your emails, because there's lots of information in all those emails that are being sent out by Beamer. And we're going to get through this together.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tiff.
Yeah, just say a prayer or two, and hopefully Friday we get some good news. But we got something released. So either way, if it's actually a Class 1 or a Class 2 device, sounds like we're good to go. We just need to get the clearance. So look forward to talking to everybody next week, and hopefully it'll be up and going.
All right. Thanks, Nate. Thanks, Tiff. I appreciate you being on. Sorry, everyone. We're cutting this short today from all the background noise, and I apologize for that. And I'll see what I can find out from Blog Talk. Be safe, take care of your families, and we'll be sure to tune in tomorrow for Recognition Friday, and we will talk to you all next Thursday. Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.